there were lots of, called lame and halting. There were people, there were blind people, there were deaf people there that had trouble walking, people there with all kinds of sickness and infirmities, right? And the idea was, and again, I think sometimes we read through this stuff, or maybe it's a quote Bible story because we learned it as kids or whatever. There was an angel that would come down and stir up the water. Now, these people were not there for no reason. They were there trying to get healed. And they knew, because this had been going on for a long time, they knew that when they saw the waters being stirred up, whoever got down into the water first got healed. And the scripture says, John said, of whatever infirmity they had. Didn't matter what it was. Didn't matter if you only had one leg. You got the other one. Didn't matter if you were like this man that we're fixing to talk about who was paralyzed. You could walk. Now, that was going on. It was happening. People stayed there because, and it says at a certain time, and the fact of the matter is, if they had known that it was at like 12 o'clock on the third Tuesday of the second month, then everybody would have been there. You wouldn't have had a whole bunch of people. You'd have had hundreds and hundreds of people. Everybody been fighting to get in because, okay, it's not how it went down. At a certain time, just whenever God said, God told the angel, do your thing. The angel stirred up the water. That's so beautiful. You got this being, this huge, powerful being who is extremely real. But you can't see him because he operates on a different wavelength. So he has to slap the water around. It's like, come here. You know? And all the people go, whoa, look, the water's moving. And they try to get into it, and whoever gets into it, that angel goes, boom. You're healed of whatever it was you had. So Jesus went over there to hang out, I guess. You know, doesn't say why he went there, but he's there, and he sees this man who for 38 years had been paralyzed to some capacity. Okay, he couldn't walk well. Can you know? We don't one leg, two leg. We don't know. Okay, palsied is what I think King James uses. The idea is he was in an invalid type of situation. So Jesus went up to him and said, "Do you want to be healed?" And the guy started just like we do. He started, well, you know, I really do. I mean, I'm after all, that's why I'm here. But when the water got my, I can't get down there by myself. I don't have a, you know, he was going to try to get Jesus to hang out with him to put him in the water. You know, that was, it was, you know, I don't have anybody. Would you be that guy? You know, because other people get there before me because after all, I'm crippled. I can't get there, right? And Jesus just looked at him and said, take up your bed and walk. I don't know how many people I know would have done that. A lot of people I know would have just gone, well, I don't think you get it, man. I can't walk. But he went, okay. And he got up. And he was well. And Jesus said, take up your bed, that word really like mat, and walk. And so he did. And he was walking around, carrying his bed, carrying his mat, just happy. 38 years. You know, I hear people complaining about something that's been going on for me for 3 years. 38, and he couldn't walk. So he's walking around, he's carrying his mat. So he goes by some of the Pharisees. 38 years the man couldn't walk. Now he can walk. He's doing exactly what he said. He's walking around carrying his mat. Why did Jesus tell him to carry his mat? Why did Jesus tell him to carry his mat? Anyway, tell him to carry his mat. He's carrying his mat. He goes by some Pharisees, and the Pharisees go, "Hey, boy, don't you know this is the Sabbath? Why are you carrying your mat on the Sabbath?" And he said, "The guy that healed me told me to carry my mat. So I'm carrying my mat." No, you're not. You don't carry the mat. Who did that? I don't know. He didn't even know Jesus' name. Apparently, he didn't stay around long enough to find out anything about Jesus. He was too busy being happy. Right? He didn't say, like the gathering demoniac, "Can I go with you?" Tells you something about that guy, right? So anyway, Jews tell him, "You can't do that." And who did this to you? Who told you? Not who healed you. Not who gave you legs. Not who glorified God with the power of El Shaddai. We want to know who told you to pick up your mat. Or carry it on the Sabbath. I don't know. Don't know his name. Okay? And we've been through this. Y'all may remember several years ago. We went through this in great detail. Okay? Jesus went to him while the guy was in the temple and said, "Don't screw up or something worse is going to happen to you." So the guy screwed up. He immediately went, found the Pharisees, and said, "It was Jesus of Nazareth. He was the one that talked to me. I know who he was now." Why? Because he didn't want to be, he was still smarting from the idea that they wrote him a ticket for carrying his mat on the Sabbath. So I guess he was trying to get out of any kind of problem there. Say, "Hey, it was Jesus." And so now they're all mad because Jesus. And so they go to Jesus and they're not just angry with Jesus. They want to kill him. Because religious people were bad. Because he carried his mat on the Sabbath. And not only that, then he turned around and said, "Hey, my father works on the Sabbath. I work on the Sabbath. What are you going to do about that?" Well, now they really want to kill him. Okay? Curious thing here. Remember what we're talking about. Don't lose track. We're talking about the tradition of men. We're talking about stuff that gets added onto the Word of God that causes all kinds of problems. If you want to go and look, there are three places in Exodus. I think the first one's the 20th, and then maybe 31. I forgot what the other one is. There are three places in Exodus that lay out the idea of the law of the Sabbath, okay?